Hello, and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto, and today I'm going to share with you a second quotation by the Hungarian poet György Faludi. I'm sure I pronounce his name terribly, but he'll forgive me. This disturbing quotation is striking on several levels. It's from his memoir called My Happy Days in Hell, concerning his first few weeks of incarceration by the secret police. And it caught my attention at first for the sheer feat of composing poetry only in the mind, in a place where writing materials were hard to come by and where, in any case, writing anything down could cost you a beating, if not your life. But if this weren't enough, there is the mental fortitude and discipline to continue composing despite the sounds and smells of horrific violence being inflicted around you, to which you know that sooner or later you yourself may be subject. Also noteworthy is the shift in his perception of time, which would normally grind slowly in a prison cell, but due to the intensity of effort to write and memorize poems, it flies by. So here's the full quotation, and it is disturbing, you'll see later. My only problem was to memorize my poems. On the first day, I thought up only 20 lines, but gradually I increased it to an average of 50 lines a day. I repeated each line 20 times, and all the previous lines 3 times in succession. By evening, I had always forgotten the whole poem, but the next morning I knew it without mistake. My preoccupation changed even in the subjective length of a day. To me, the time from 6 o'clock in the morning, when the guard appeared with the soup, until between 9 and 10 in the evening, when he collected the Dixie, never seemed longer than 3/4 of an hour. Thus, I completely forgot the present and the future, and even came to disregard the noises seeping into my cell, except the brief howling to be heard once or twice a week, usually late in the evening, that ended in a short, strangled death rattle. The howl was always preceded by the guards dragging something mute and lifeless, probably an unconscious or drugged man, along the corridor, and by the sound of a body dropped into a bath filled with liquid. The basin must have been somewhere at the end of the corridor, behind a cell door. 5 or 6 seconds after the howl, I could smell acid, but whether it was hydrochloric acid or sulfuric acid, I was never sure. I supposed that the victim, become useless to the AVO, that's the Hungarian equivalent of the KGB, either because he had already signed a confession or because he refused to make one, was beaten half dead and then thrown into the bath of acid. For a few minutes, I would stand petrified in my cell, but immediately afterwards, I would find rhymes more beautiful and metaphors more unexpected than had ever occurred to me before. In a month's time, I could whisper to myself a whole volume of poems. End of quote. Let us never take freedom and democracy for granted. The good news is that Faludi survived the incarceration and the 3 years in a labor camp which followed, living to 96. Thank you for listening.